USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia reported it shut down its main artery for natural gas into Europe for maintenance on Wednesday. Western governments in Europe say this is a political move by the Kremlin. The halt comes as European nations race to fill gas storage facilities to prevent a shortage in the midst of winter. As the eighth and final leader of the Soviet Union, Mikhail Gorbachev sought to reform the communist state and infuse greater transparency. Russia's state news agencies cited Moscow's Central Clinical Hospital as saying he had died this week at the age of 91.
They wanted to try some reforms. Khrushchev tried it. Kosygin tried an economic reform. But all of those were defeated because the nomenklatura always acted in a way to prevent reforms from succeeding.
Mr. Gorbachev from 30 years ago via a translator. USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FREE for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FREE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREE for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
European leaders say they are suffering from an energy crisis caused by Russia as winter approaches.
Energy prices in Europe continue to break records as a Russian gas company continues to restrict deliveries to a major German pipeline. At a summit on energy in Slovenia, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the consequences to households and companies are not sustainable.
What we see is, yes, an energy crisis, but it's mainly a fossil fuel energy crisis. So we need a green solution against this fossil fuel energy crisis.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard on Tuesday seized an American sea drone anchored in the Persian Gulf, which carries cameras, radars, and sensors for remotely monitoring the sea. The Iranians released the unmanned vessel only when a U.S. Navy warship and helicopter approached. USA Radio News.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.
The White House continues to have double standards when it comes to COVID-19. Illegal immigrants walk across the border without a vaccine? No worries, come on in. Tennis player Novak Djokovic, a very healthy athlete, chooses not to get a COVID vaccine, and the Biden administration demands he stay out of country. Here's their explanation.
It is not that simple. It's not just that people are walking across the border. We have a plan in place. This is not like switching the lights on, right? This is going to take a process. We are fixing a broken system that was actually left by the last administration. And as it relates to the tennis star, that is totally different. That is a different process.
The Biden administration and Homeland Security continue to double down on the border crisis. Republican Representative Tony Gonzalez from Texas on Newsmax.
This is exactly what an American last agenda looks like. I'd say they do have a plan. The administration does have a plan. And that plan is open borders and to disrupt the way America looks, reshape it in another image. So, you know, I hosted seven top-tier candidates from all over the country. So that way on day one, when House Republicans take back the House, we're ready to go. We're ready to implement policy changes that do stop the bleeding on the southern border.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.